It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A flight departure board at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport yesterday told the story. One word was repeated again and again, canceled, canceled, canceled.
That was just one sign of chaos as up to a dozen tornadoes spun through the area. Amazingly, nobody was reported killed.
But the storms damaged over 600 homes. Hundreds of thousands of children spent the afternoon huddled in hallways.
In schools. And if you have relations in Texas, maybe you had an experience like this. My brother called home to family and friends, and one of them answered his phone from the bathtub.
As a new day arrives, flights are still scrambled. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The storm's intensity caught some forecasters by surprise. Shortly after noon, tornadoes began dropping from the sky. The most spectacular moment was caught by WFAA's HD helicopter. The onboard reporter and meteorologist watched as a tornado ripped through what was soon to be the aptly named Flying J Truck Plaza. 15,000-pound tractor-trailer trucks were sucked up into the funnel and ripped to pieces in front of everyone's eyes. It was quite the performance.
In Hutchins right now.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this, actually lifting these huge trailers.
Those are thousands
of pounds, flinging them around like they're nothing.
There is our tornado on the ground. Those are the power flashes. These are the power lines.
It's unbelievable.
Thousands of pounds right there just being blown through the sky. So, folks, please, a tornado warning.
Passengers on a couple of dozen planes out on the taxiways at DFW got a scare. The storm passed right over them, pelting the planes with damaging hail. But luckily, no tornado dropped down to propel any of the exposed planes into unscheduled flights. That was the end of flying at both DFW and Dallas Love for several hours. 100 mostly American Airlines planes were damaged by hail and must be inspected carefully before they can fly again. Thousands spent the night in hotels around the airport. David Magana is a spokesman for DFW.
We were pulling passengers away from the glass and getting them into shelter areas 30 minutes before we saw the real heavy part of the cell coming over the airport.
The suburb of Lancaster took it on the chin. This unidentified man walked out of his badly damaged home, missing much of its roof, and found a local TV reporter.
My wife called me and woke me up, and as I opened the door, it was coming. My first thought was just hit the tub. You can feel it shaking, all the whoop-whoop noise.
Injuries were mostly minor. Things get back to normal today, except at DFW, where it's expected to be another difficult day of many flying, but many others not flying. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.